Welcome to another episode of Kevo and Heidi's Disney Over Coffee.
I'm Kevo.
And I'm Heidi.
And let's talk about Disney.
Let's do it. All right, Wreck-It Ralph, baby.
Wreck-It Ralph. So good. One of the greatest animated films in my life.
All right, so before we get to Wreck-It Ralph, though, we wanted to introduce a game. Just kind of a fun little quirky thing for us to do before, you know, a few certain episodes, depending on how we feel, I guess. Sometimes we'll do it, maybe sometimes we won't. So the game's called Which Movie Is It? And we will come up with three quotes that the other will have to guess what movie it's from. So which movie is it? Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. You got yours ready?
I got mine in here.
All right, here we go.
All right, you go first.
Not prostate, you idiot. Probate.
Okay, what's the next quote?
You're not even going to try?
No, I don't know what this is from.
Scotch on the rocks. And I mean ice.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on!
I don't know. Okay, what's the last one?
Holy smokes, he's a toon!
Oh, it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
There we go. See, I shouldn't have did that third one.
Oh, man, that was tough. I know I had heard those words before. I knew I had heard those words before, but I did not get it. Okay. I figured it out at the end. Okay. So, I mean, this game is supposed to be just be fun. But I guess in a way there will be winners and losers. Like, if you don't get it, you don't get it. Okay. All right, you ready?
Go for it.
My turn. Okay. You went to save your father's life. Who knew you'd end up shaming him and disgracing your ancestors and losing all your friends?
Mulan.
Oh my gosh! That was way too easy. I should pick the other one. What did I put? No, I think those are actually pretty easy. Move on. All right. Well, that was fun. You really got me. And I really thought that I was going to come in here and really get you.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. All right. So Wreck-It Ralph released November 2nd, 2012. It doesn't seem like it was that early. It feels like it was further back, but it was the 2010s.
So what I'm thinking, because I didn't actually know anything about Wreck-It Ralph until like 2014. So to me, I honestly think, and it could be that, you know, I wasn't really paying attention. I wasn't paying attention to commercials or anything like that. But maybe it was just bad. What is it?
Publicity, advertising for it,
and advertising maybe? For it, because it wasn't until like 2014, and I fell in love with it. I was like, this is so good.
I honestly think that I went to the theaters to watch this.
Yeah, you went to the theaters.
But I think that's also the time when like we were still watching cable TV, and the commercials would come up, because we still watched like, because I'm the oldest of like four kids, we still had kids in the house that watched Disney Channel a lot, and they had the commercials on there. So I think that's where it came from, but. Yeah, so Wreck-It Ralph longs to be as loved as his arcade game, Perfect Good Guy, Fix-It Felix. He sneaks into a game with a simple plan to win a medal, but soon wrecks everything and accidentally unleashes a deadly enemy that threatens every game in the arcade.
Dun, dun, dun.
Very brief synopsis of that. I always like those. I really like just a brief, like, what is this movie about? I love that. But, directed by Rich Moore. Voices include John C. Reilly, Jack McBrayer, Jane Lynch, who I just love so much, and Sarah Silverman. Working title was Reboot Ralph.
Reboot Ralph. That sounds
that would have been terrible.
I would have looked at that Reboot and I would have been Ralph. Like, that's cool.
Reboot Ralph. Okay. For a time, Disneyland guests were able to play a Fix-It Felix Jr. arcade game at the Starcade in Tomorrowland near the exit of the Space Mountain. That would have been really cool to play. Mm-hmm. A version of the actual game.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
That would be really cool.
Watch, there's something out there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look for it now.
There's also a few more trivia things if you wanted to hear.
Let's see it. Hit me.
The graffiti in Game Central Station contains many inside jokes and references to famous video games. One says, "Aerith lives," in reference to Final Fantasy VII. I don't know what that means.
What? Oh, we're going to have to watch it now. I missed that.
It's on the wall. It says, "Aerith lives."
No, we're going to have to watch it now.
You're the gamer.
What?
Out of the two of us. I'm a very lackluster gamer. That just
makes me love this
movie another,
just as more, better.
Another says, "All your base are belong to us." From the Game Zero Wing. I don't know what that is.
No, I never played that one.
Yeah, so that's what that says. Outside of King Candy's castle, Oreo cookie soldiers are shown marching outside and chanting Oreo.
Oreo. Oreo.
This is a parody from The Wizard of Oz. I caught it right away. with the winky guards when they're marching back and forth. They're just saying Oreo.
Oh.
Instead of Oreo. Gotcha. That's where they got that from, though. And the chapel scene in Sergeant Calhoun's tragic backstory wedding is modeled on the United States Air Force Academy's cadet chapel.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I did not know that.
I've never been in there, so.
Well, yeah. Neither of us have been in there. But, yeah. So, let's start the movie. So, we start off with Ralph attending Badanon, a support group for the video game bad guys. And he feels that he doesn't want to be the bad guy anymore.
Mm-hmm. 30 years he's been doing this.
I mean, I get it. 30 years of doing the same job. And also, he doesn't get treated
part of the game. It's not the fact that he's been doing it for 30 years. It's the fact that everyone's been treating him like he's a terrible person for 30 years when he's not.
Well, I mean, he is a bad guy, but he was written that way. It's kind of like how, going back to Roger Rabbit, the game earlier, but how Jessica Rabbit says, "I'm not bad, I'm just drawn that way." Mm-hmm. It's similar to that. It's Ralph doesn't want necessarily to be the big jerk busting up the building, but that's what he's supposed to do. So what is he going to do?
He's just going to hang out.
Yeah. So he returns to his game, only to see that the inhabitants of the Niceland Apartments are throwing a party. And also, he sneaks some cherries on the way back from Pac-Man, which I just think is so cute. And the way that they drew them, just going back to their little mm-hmm. Game Central, I think is just adorable. But yeah, he gets back there. He gets harassed, I would say, by some form of, TSA agent.
Yeah, the circuit breaker. The circuit breaker guard.
He's so mean.
He was not mean at all.
I don't like him. But maybe because I don't have that great of a relationship with figures who just think that they can tell me what to do. Just because they know everything. I don't know. But anyway, he goes back. He is really upset that they didn't invite him. Although I don't think I would have been surprised that they wouldn't have invited me if I'm the bad guy. But I am also a part of the game. So yeah, they didn't invite him. So he decides to break up the party, I guess, in a way.
No, he doesn't break up the party. He just wants to be a part of the party.
Well, yeah, but he's
Ralph. You're making him sound like a bad guy.
Well, he's a bad guy.
No, he's not. He is not a bad guy.
He is a bad guy. He's a good bad guy. He's the greatest bad guy that ever was. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he gets to the party. Felix, I think, tries to be inviting and is like, "Hey, do you want to come in for a piece of cake? We're about to cut the cake." But people obviously are not wanting Ralph there. So you can kind of feel the tension in the room.
He's in a position of influence where he can tell the Nicelanders to be nice.
But he chooses not to.
He doesn't.
But I think it's because it makes him uncomfortable. I think Felix is the type that he doesn't like conflict. So he'd rather just ignore it. Versus, he's not like Gene. Who we'll talk in a second. So anyway, they bring out the cake, and they show everybody is on the top of the building, except for Ralph. He's at the bottom.
In mud.
In chocolate. And he doesn't like chocolate, apparently. Which, I mean, that's another one. I love chocolate. I'm sorry, Ralph. You're wrong. I love chocolate. But, yeah, so anyway, he tries to force his little cake topper, his little cake dude, to try to get to the top of the building to get a medal. You know, would it be so bad if he got a medal? And Gene's just being a jerk.
Totally being a jerk.
No, what would we say about Gene? Like, he's one of the nice landers, but he's, like, apparently the one that lives up there in the penthouse?
Mm-hmm.
That's his apartment, I guess?
He's at the top.
Because I don't think even Felix lives up there.
Yeah, where does Felix live?
I think it's just Gene's place up there.
Or maybe he's the landlord.
Gene?
Yeah, Gene's the landlord.
Yeah, I guess it could be. Well, according to a Felix's outfit, maybe he doesn't live there at all. Maybe he's just the handyman.
He just randomly shows up.
He doesn't live in the building.
He
lives hops, in his own house.
He just hops. He just lives with each Icelander every night.
I get. Whoa.
I said lives with them.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah, lives with the Icelanders. He just goes from Icelander to Icelander.
But anyway, I'm going to insert the clip of Ralph talking to Gene because it's such a great interaction. Why are you here, Gene?
Why are you here, Gene?
Right. But we also kind of established that Gene may or may not have a drinking problem because we always see him with an alcoholic beverage in his hand.
I know. He's always drunk.
He's always drinking alcohol. It's very clear, too. It's a martini glass. It's not meant to be like, oh, it's just a cup of juice.
Red cup.
Yeah. But anyway, so he challenges Gene and says, you know, I will get a medal. And I will come back and I will show you that I got this medal. And G says, fine, if you can get a medal for whatever bad guys can get medals for, then you can live up here in the penthouse. So he leaves and he ends up going to Tapper's, right?
Yeah.
Tapper's. And he tries to find, maybe there's a medal in the Lost and Found. And he ends up running into one of the soldiers from Heroes Duty.
Yeah, from one of the other games. And he's drunk off root beer.
Because he's had a hard day. He's having to kill cybugs all day, and he is pretty freaked out at this point. And there's a cockroach at some point that shows up, and he gets freaked out. And Ralph steals his costume.
He steals his costume, and this is supposed to be like right before the arcade opens up. And so, you know, he's heading over to Heroes Duty, so that way he can try to get a medal. And then he bumps into Q-Bert.
And Q-Bert sees him. He sees him go into Heroes Duty. Oh, and we didn't mention that Q-Bert's game ended up getting unplugged, so they looked all homeless and very, very sad.
Very sad.
And Ralph gave him one of his cherries. It broke my heart.
My little guys. Because he's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. But he's also a bad guy. It's a duality thing. But anyway, Ralph goes into the game, who is led by Sergeant Calhoun.
Calhoun!
Who's played by Jane Lynch, who is a fantastic comedian. She's great in everything she does. She's so funny. And they really made her character look like her.
Yeah.
They really did. The same kind of haircut, the same kind of face shape. It was like, that's her. But anyway, they start this game, and we see this cute little girl with glasses in the arcade.
And she's ready to play.
She's ready to play. She puts in her quarter or 50 cents or whatever, and she gets going. And Ralph realizes soon enough that this game is very, very dangerous, and it's not for the faint of heart.
I know, there's just millions of bugs everywhere trying to eat everybody.
But anyway, he kind of messes with the one person, like the first person shooter, because it's a first person shooter game, and he kind of gets in the way, and she ends up dying, and she says, what a ripoff.
What a ripoff.
I've had games like that, though. I have. Where it's like, there was no way for me to win this. You just wanted my money.
They are pretty hard sometimes. Yeah,
but Sergeant Calhoun gets really pissed off and, like, pretty much socks him in the face.
Yeah, what's his name? Kowalski. He's like, oh, yeah, it's me. What's the number one rule? No butts, no cuts, no coconuts.
Never mess with the first person shooter. Something like that. But, yeah, so they are about to restart the game. And he says, no, I'm not going to go through that again. So he decides to go all the way up to the tower to get the medal. He gets the medal, which is great. It's a little cute scene. However, he accidentally steps on one of the cybug eggs.
Mm-hmm. And it activates it.
And it definitely, the game gives us like a very alien vibe, for sure. As far as like the fact that all you need is this little egg. And it just comes to life. And it grows super fast. Like, it does not take long for this thing to get huge. But anyway, it attacks him and he gets stuck into a pod, flies through the game. And at this point, Fix-It Felix has been trying to get the game going, the Fix-It Felix Jr. game going, because the same little girl with the glasses tries to play that game. Well, first she tries to play Sugar Rush, and these two bullies mm-hmm. say that she can't play.
We're going to play it all day.
But she wants to play Fix-It Felix Jr. She notices, though, that Ralph is gone. She's like, where's the Wreck-It guy? So by this point, Fix-It Felix is kind of freaking out, and he ends up seeing, you know, if there's a way that they can kind of do the game without him. Doesn't work. They end up having to get their, what is it, that sign?
The out-of-order
sign. And that's when Qbert shows up. Mm-hmm. So Qbert shows up to the game and tells Fix-It Felix where Ralph went. And so Fix-It Felix goes all the way to Hero's Duty, and he almost gets shot by Sergeant Calhoun. Because he does have that kind of bouncy sound. So, which I will definitely insert the clip also of just him admiring her HD face. Mm-hmm. It's so cute. But anyway.
High definition.
Your face.
Slick Tiddlywinky, pint size.
I'm Fix-It Felix Jr., ma'am. From the game, Fix-It Felix Jr.
Jiminy. Look at that high definition, your face. It's amazing.
But anyway, they're talking about, you know, have you seen Ralph? She says no, and that nothing gets past her. Okay. That's when we see that the pod had Ralph in it and the cybug. And it goes all the way to Sugar Rush.
Sugar Rush. S-U-G-A-R-R-U-S.
It's got a cute little jingle to it, yeah. But, yeah, so once that happens, Sergeant Calhoun is, of course, concerned. Because, not because Ralph took the pod, but because there was a cybug in it.
Mm-hmm. The cybugs, they're coded to just be viruses.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they don't really know anything else.
They don't know anything else.
So past that, it's like, okay, well, we gotta get to that game, you know? And Ralph, of course, doesn't really, you know this. So he ends up going to Sugar Rush. Sergeant Calhoun and Fix-It Felix Jr. go after him. Do we get introduced to her backstory?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay. So Ralph ends up finding his medal hanging in Sugar Rush on the top of a candy cane tree. And he also encounters a little girl named Vanellope von Schweetz.
Mm-hmm. What you doing?
They changed her voice, too, to make sure it's, like, really childlike. Very, very cute. But anyway, Vanellope sees Ralph's medal and goes after it. Yes. And pretty much jacks it.
Yeah, she steals it. But why? Why does she steal this medal?
We don't know yet. But we end up finding out that she needs the coin in order to be entered into their little, like, midnight game that they do before the cafe or arcade opens up. So that way she could be potentially on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
So, and King Candy, who is supposed to be their supreme leader.
Their supreme leader. He's a meanie.
You could tell he's mean. But yeah, so he sees that Vanellope's on the board and he gets really PO'd and sends the guards on her.
Yeah, he sensed the bear claws.
Well, no, they're just donuts. I think one's like an eclair or something like that, and one's a round, like an actual round donut. But it's like, come here, you. And then Ralph shows up all in that green.
Yeah, because he fell.
He fell into that green puddle.
Puddle of something.
Candy.
Yeah.
Just pure candy.
He starts wrecking havoc on the stands and everything like that. And she's able to escape. And then they take Wreck-It Ralph. They take him prisoner. And they take him into King Candy's castle.
Mm-hmm.
And they start beating him.
They start beating him. Yep. But yeah, he eventually does escape. And he is trying to find the kids that are on the carts to see if, like, hey, I need one of you to win so I can get the medal back.
Yeah.
But while he does that, the other racers come across Vanellope and are trying to essentially, like, get her to not be in the race.
Yeah, she's making her own cart. Little pedal cart. Which, so cute.
It is cute, but she would not win.
All she has to do is cross the finish line.
I mean, yeah. But she would not win. And that's what she wants. She doesn't know anything about the whole, you know, starting line thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they're mean. And I do like what she says, though. She's like, I paid my fee. So, yeah, I'm definitely racing. And Taffeta says, you got to drop out of the race. Yeah.
Yeah, gotta jump out of the race.
It's like, let me just pretend to be you. I'm driving, and I think I'm actually cool for once. And then they start playing their look, because she's like a glitch, essentially, which we didn't know when we first saw it, because when she steals the medal from Ralph, she glitches for a second. I remember for the longest time thinking that that was a glitch from the movie.
What? No.
Yes, I didn't know that that was actually intentional. I was
gosh. They recognize it. If you remember Wreck-It Ralph, he's like, what just happened?
Yes. But that's not how I took it. I mean, I really did not think that that's where they were going with that. But later you find out that, yeah, she's a glitch. And the reason that King Candy is supposedly not liking her is because she's a glitch. That's all we get so far. Mm-hmm. Is that, oh, well, she's just a glitch. That's why we don't need her, you know, racing. But anyway, they destroy her cart. Ralph scares them away, and Vanellope decides to make a deal with Ralph to, you know, help me win the race, and I'll get you your stupid medal back.
Mm-hmm. And so they break into the mini game, so that way they can build her a mm-hmm. cart, a real cart.
Yes. Well, we also go back to Felix and Calhoun, who end up getting to the crashed pod, and they notice that the cyborg's not there. And they end up falling in Nesquik sand. And they have to use Laffy Taffy to get out of it.
Yeah, she beats the poop out of him.
He looks pretty bad.
Because the Laffy Taffy finds it funny.
Mm-hmm.
Which, no, ma'am!
Right? Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, so that after all that, you can kind of start to see that sparks are flying between them. Because as they're coming up... La 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 la. Because after they come up with the Laffy Taffy, you can kind of see that Calhoun's face is kind of looking up at Felix like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's love.
Maybe
it's
there's something there. Maybe there's something here. But anyway, we go back to Ralph. They do break into that cart-making factory, and there's a mini game in there. And I thought it looked fun. That's something I would play. To make a cart. But anyway, they make a cart, and... we find out that Vanellope actually doesn't know how to drive.
Mm-hmm. Because she's never driven.
Well, I mean, for her current existence that she can remember, she has never had a cart before, so...
But it's in her code.
But it's in her code, so she knows that she can drive. She knows she can. So they end up going to Diet Cola Mountain, where apparently Vanellope has been living.
Like a little homeless lady.
This whole time. So King Candy is living in this big old castle. And where do his citizens live? Glitch or not? Where do they live?
They live in the forest.
What a jerk. He lives in this big old castle, and we don't know exactly where the citizens live.
They live wherever they live.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, Ralph makes a track for her to practice, and we get a little montage of her learning how to drive. And as they're about to get ready for the big race, Vanellope goes back into the mountain to get something that she says she forgot. King Candy shows up to talk to Ralph. Mm-hmm. And what does he say?
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses. And then Ralph takes his glasses and he hits him with it. You hit a guy with glasses. Very clever.
Mm-hmm. But what does he say about Vanellope?
Oh, that, you know, if she does, if she does get onto the roster, then, you know, kids will start playing and she'll glitch and then they'll go out of order. And then because she's a glitch, when they pull the plug,
she can't leave.
She can't leave.
So she'll die with the game, essentially, if they unplug it. But Ralph is essentially trying to see if he's lying, but he believes it. I kind of knew he was lying from the get-up. I just knew. I was like, there's no way. Doesn't make sense.
There's some shady about this King Candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, Ralph talks to Vanellope about how, you know, maybe we should not do this. This is a bad idea. I can get another medal somehow. And Vanellope gets really mad. And Ralph, in a moment of protected anger, I guess.
No, he wasn't angry. But he had to destroy it so that mm-hmm. way she wouldn't be in the race.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so Vanellope is of course upset and calls him a really bad guy. Which I'm sure hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that stung.
Oh, that hurt my feelings. Ooh.
But I mean, you just wrecked my cart. Like, I worked so hard to build it. But anyway. So they end up being friends off, I guess, at this point. We go back to Felix and Calhoun, and Felix tries to talk to her about his feelings.
Mm-hmm. Tries to tell her she's a dynamite gal.
Dynamite gal.
Your face is still red. You might want to hit it again with your hammer.
Oh, that's not blunt force trauma, ma'am. That's just the honey glow in my cheeks.
Okay.
Ma'am, I just gotta tell you. You are one dynamite gal.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly happens?
Man, she has flashbacks mm-hmm. of her time with her
former fiance
who called her a dynamite gal. And then he got eaten.
Mm-hmm. By a cyborg.
Yeah. So she freaks out. She's like, ah! She pulls over and she kicks him out. She's like, get out!
Get out!
But like, I just called you a dynamite gal. Get out! Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Felix is of course very sad, but he ends up still trying to find Ralph and goes to King Candy's castle. And he meets Sourbill.
Yep. He meets Sourbill at the door and he's like, hello, I'm Fix-It Felix from the game. Fix-It Felix Jr. And I'm looking for my friend Wreck-It Ralph. And yet Sourbill, he's like, Wreck-It Ralph? Should have locked him up when I had the chance. Won't do the same with you. And he pulls the lever. He pulls the lever!
Mm-hmm. And he goes into the fungin. But, yeah, Ralph returns all the way to the game, though. He returns all the way back to Fix-It Felix Jr., and he notices that everybody's gone. Everybody has left. And so, except for Gene. Gene is on his way out. And Gene says, hey, everybody panicked and they left. Because they kind of figured that since you're gone, that they're going to pull our plug. Which, would you just unplug a game after one day of it not working? Because Mr. Litwack said he was going to get somebody to look at it. But he never did. So, yeah, that was a lie. I don't think so. But anyway, he tries to show Gene that he did get a medal and all that stuff. Ooh, and he did end up getting his medal back by King Candy. King Candy, we see him being all shady and going into this space where he gets the medal and all that stuff, floating in like thin air. All shady.
Floating in the cold.
Yes, and he and then we can see, we visibly get a shot when King Candy is doing this of Vanellope. Just out in the distance. Mm-hmm. Her little character box. But anyway, so Ralph is trying to talk to Jean about how, you know, I didn't expect for all this to happen. I'm really sorry. I just didn't want to sleep in the garbage anymore.
Yeah, he was tired of sleeping in the garbage.
Yeah, which I would be too. Yeah. But, yeah, so Jean kind of tells him, like, well, now you can live in the penthouse alone. Because we're all leaving, so. Which is a kind of a, you know, full circle moment, I would say, for Ralph to understand that, you know, maybe we don't have to live in the garbage, but maybe we can also still be who we are. Like, you can still be the bad guy in the game, but also be somebody that people want to be around, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think that also comes back to the Nicelanders should have been more nice. For them being called Nicelanders, they weren't very nice to him.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that in itself was also part of the problem, because if they had actually taken the time to get to know Ralph, then maybe none of this would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if none of this would have happened, Vanellope wouldn't have had her game back.
Yep. So, she would have been lost forever.
So anyway, he gets mad. He flings the medal at the screen, like at the game screen, towards the out of order sign. And it kind of moves a little bit, and he's able to see that Vanellope's on the side of the Sugar Rush game.
On the side of the game!
So it doesn't make sense, huh? What King Candy said. So Ralph goes all the way back to Sugar Rush and runs into Sour Bell.
Mm-hmm. Sweeping up the broken cart. Yep. He's like,
tell me what you know.
If she's not supposed to be part of the game, why is she on the side of the game council? And Sour Bill's like, oh no, I gotta get out of here.
Right, like,
he
grabs him. I don't know.
What's going on in this candy-coated heart of darkness?
I don't know anything. And he licks him. And he also puts him in his mouth.
Yep.
It's like, nasty.
Oh, that's why I call you Sour Bill for nothing.
I imagine it being nasty, though. Ralph doesn't look like someone who brushes his teeth all the time.
Yeah, he's a video game character. I'm just saying. They don't need to brush their teeth.
But they have smell and taste, so.
It's a movie.
It's a movie. Yeah, but anyway, Sour Bill tells him everything. King Candy essentially changed everybody's code in the game. He also erased everybody's memory, including Vanellope's.
Yep.
And that if she crosses the finish line, the game will reset. And of course, King Candy doesn't want that. So.
But why? Why?
Yes. We get further information later, but essentially, Ralph puts Sour Bill on a lollipop and just sticks him up there.
Mm-hmm. Stick around.
He's like, I will. Just don't put me in your mouth again. Yep, so he's cool. Sour Bill's okay, you know? I think he is just a product of having to do what people tell him to do, you know? But anyway, Ralph rescues Felix, and Felix, of course, is happy to see him, but then also not happy to see him.
I am so cross with you.
I love that line. It's so good. I'm so cross with you. Yes. So, you know, because he was happy to see him, but then he's like, no, I'm mad at you. But then I met the most dynamite gal, but she rebuffed my affections, which is true. But anyway, they end up trying to have a heart to heart as far as, like, Ralph explains why he left the game, and Felix kind of figures out that, oh, okay, so this is how you were feeling the whole time. I'm sorry. You know, people were treating me like a criminal when I entered this game, and this is how you feel all the time in our game.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
What?
Right.
Perspective.
But I also do think that Felix was being a little ignorant and just did not want to acknowledge Ralph's existence. That's just how I feel about that. I don't think he wanted to even address his potential part in isolating him in his own game. But anyway, they go to Vanellope, who's also in the Fungeon, who looks just so distraught, and they got all these chains mm-hmm. on this poor little girl who couldn't possibly lift anything more than like 5 pounds, but she's got like chains upon chains. And Ralph admits to being a jerk and mm-hmm. rescues her. And Felix fixes her cart.
She's ready to race.
Yep, because she is still on the roster, even though she didn't show up for the start of the race. She's still on the roster. So she starts off the race. And, of course, Ralph tells her everything that went down. with him and King Candy and says, you know, all you have to do is get to the finish line. That's it. That's all you got to do. You don't have to, yeah, you don't have to win. But she says, I will. And I'm going to win. So it's all good. But so they get to the race. But of course, Calhoun also shows up telling them that they need to get everybody out of here.
Yep. Because that cyborg didn't die. And it started multiplied. Making babies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the whole time all of this stuff was going on, the cyborgs have been growing and growing and growing and growing, and now they're ready to attack.
And feeding off of the candy, so that's why they're all, like, colorful. Because they're not just regular, like, black and green colored. They're, like, candy colored with stripes and stuff, which is cute.
Sugar death.
But anyway, they all burst out. And, of course, everybody's panicking. Everybody's trying to leave. So Calhoun helps everybody escape to Game Central. However, Ralph, knowing where Vanellope is, tries to see if, you know, she can make it. And they're also able to get, like, a play-by-play of the race. There's, like, a big screen down there. And I think, what was it? Was it Candlehead and Taffeta that try to, like, sabotage her during the race, and they end up like
people try to sabotage her and everything like that. But at the end, when the cyborgs are starting to attack, you know, Sugar Rush and everything like that, King Candy's like trying to kill her. He is trying to kill Vanellope, and everybody's like freaking out, like, what's going on here? It's not that serious. But then he starts like changing, because we find out that he's not actually King part Candy. Of the game.
Yeah, he's not part of the game at all.
He is Turbo.
Mm-hmm. They kind of briefly mentioned Turbo earlier, which is, I mean, we didn't really talk about it, but Turbo essentially is the term that they used for, like, jumping games, because Turbo essentially, like, jumped another game that was a racing game because he was very jealous, and he ended up getting his game and that game unplugged.
Yep.
So we really didn't talk about that, but essentially what people were accusing Ralph of was going Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
But then we find out that Turbo actually didn't die.
Yep. He just hopped game to game until he found Sugar Rush.
Yes. And he coded himself to look different, so that's why they didn't know it was him.
Yep.
So once he gets to, you know, looking like himself, Vanellope uses her glitchy powers
to escape.
To escape his grip.
Yep. And then in the process, one of the cyborgs eats King Candy.
Mm-hmm.
And we think, at this point, we think he's dead. He's gone.
We think he's gone, but we almost get to the finish line by then. Vanellope's almost there. However, the cyborgs have completely taken over, so there is no finish line. So they try to get everybody to escape. However, Vanellope can't get through because she's a glitch.
Yep.
So Ralph gets an idea to go all the way out to Diet Cola Mountain.
Yeah, because the cyborgs need a beacon. There's the beacon that, you know, stops them from doing stuff. And
it kind of burns them off. Like, yeah, it
kind of burns them off. Kind of like
bug lights?
A bug light. It's a bug zapper.
Yes. Yes. So he ends up going all the way out there. He runs in to Turbo. But he's not Turbo anymore.
Man, he's like a Cybo-bug. Cybo-bug.
Cybo-turbo-bug.
Cybo-turbo-bug.
He's pretty gross-looking.
Welcome to the boss level.
He's pretty gross-looking. But anyway, yeah, he starts punching up Ralph, beating him up, and he's kind of mocking him, saying, you know, like, thank you for making me powerful. Now I can rule this game and every other game. Ha ha ha. And then he also notices that Vanellope can't get to Game Central. He's like, ooh, let's watch her die. Because he's awful.
And they're like up in the air because now he can fly because he's a cybo turbo bug. And so Ralph's like, no, just me. And he like breaks free and he's falling to Diet Cola Mountain.
This is your favorite part.
Yeah. And he says the bad and on thing. He's like,
the affirmation.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, look at that, it's your little friend. Let's watch her die together, shall we?
No!
It's game over for both of you.
No, just for me.
Ralph!
Vanellope!
I'm never be good, and that's not bad. There's no one I'd rather be than me.
Mm-hmm. And it's so sad. It's so sad. I'm like, ah.
We might insert this clip in there.
We have to insert the clip because it just hurts my heart. Because I'm like, he's going to die. And he hits the Mentos and he's falling to his death. But then Penelope just, because she like grabbed
uses
a cart.
Uses her glitchy powers.
She uses her glitchy powers and saves him. Saves him at the last minute. But it was so sad. I thought he was really going to die.
I really did too. When I first saw this, I actually teared up a little bit. I thought it was sad because I think, going back to the whole, you know, he is a bad guy, but he's not a bad guy for being a bad guy. That's just the way he was made. It's kind of the thing of, like, people get this bad impression of him simply because he's doing his job. Which stinks. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they are able to save everybody with this beacon, and Turbo goes into it.
Yeah, the because of the Mentos in the Diet Cola, it essentially turns into a makeshift beacon, and all the cybugs, and because he's a cybug too, you know, he starts going towards it too. He's trying to fight it, but you know, he's a cybug now. He's a cybug thingy, and he dies.
So he goes into it, yep. And it looks really, really hot too. It's supposed to be like the Mentos mixed with the Diet Cola mixed with the flaming volcano. But anyway, Vanellope makes it to the finish line. She crosses it and the game resets.
Yep.
And it turns out that she was Princess Vanellope this whole time.
She knows queen.
Was it? I thought it was princess.
Maybe she's princess.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was princess. But anyway, Sourbell gets his memory back as well as everybody else, and they realize, oh crap. You were our princess. Yep. Oh my gosh,
and
I'm sorry for
all. She orders everyone to be executed.
I'm sorry for everything we said. And she is just kidding. And she decides that she is not going to be a princess. She's just going to be, you know, Vanellope. Which, that's fine. But, so they're chilling in their game. However, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with the movie. If the game reset, why is she still a glitch?
Yeah, why is she still a glitch?
It doesn't make sense to me. Maybe someone out there can explain that to me, because it doesn't make sense to me. It makes me feel like it's a continuity error, and I don't like it. And I'll say this, because they said glitches can leave their games. So in Ralph Breaks the Internet, or Wrecks the Internet, or whatever, how come she was able to leave her game?
Yeah, how come she was able to leave her game?
She was a glitch.
She's still glitchy.
Yes. Because we get to see how the users of this game love the fact that she's a glitch. So if she's a glitch, how can she leave? That's my only bone to pick with this movie. I love it. But that's the only thing that just annoys me. But anyway, moving on. Felix and Calhoun get married. And it's so cute. And she has to pick him up in order to kiss him. It's adorable. Because he's so small. But anyway, Ralph ends up getting what he wanted, which is just getting treated, you know, fairly. You know?
Yep.
He just wants to be a pal to the Nicelanders. He's like, hey, yes, I gotta wreck the building. And he realizes that, you know, maybe this whole journey was about him just finding a friend.
Yep. Just finding people to hang out with.
And Vanellope is his friend. So him being able to, you know, see her game when the Nicelanders pick him up, to throw him off the building, it's like the best part for him. And then I think we just close with that.
Let's close with them. Great movie.
That's the last of it. And it's great. It's a great movie. Yeah. Just that one thing. That one thing for me. That's it.
So what's next?
So what do we give this out of 5 cybugs?
Out of 5 cybugs? No cybugs.
No.
Because cybugs are terrible.
Okay, well, out of 5 what? Out of 5 sour bills?
Out of 5 ham hands.
Out of 5 ham hands?
I give it 5.
5. I give it a 4. Because I don't like continuity errors.
No.
I don't like the fact that she's still a glitch, but yet she can leave. Don't make no sense. And the game reset, but she's still a glitch. I don't like it. All right, who was the best and who was the worst?
Who was the best? The best was Ralph. He was always a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Through and through.
For me, the best was Vanellope.
She's okay.
I thought she was fun. Even though I don't like the whole glitch continuity thing, but that's not her fault. But I do like Vanellope. I like her attitude. I like her sense of humor. I like the fact that she knew that people didn't like her and she still was like, I'm going to do this. I love that. Who's the worst?
All of the other racers. Because even though she was a glitch, doesn't mean they needed to treat her like doo-doo.
I'd say King Candy was the worst. Turbo.
Well, of course.
Messing with people's games.
Messing with people's
games. Sometimes things phase out, okay? You know? Sometimes people just don't play the old games no more. That's just what happens.
Yeah. Who plays Contra?
All right. Any last words?
No. No last words.
Great movie. Wreck-It Ralph.
What's next?
So what's next? We're going to do Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield.
Yes. It's one of my favorite movies ever. It's just so sweet.
Always watching.
All right. Catch you next time.
Catch you next time. Bye-bye.